Another story now about taking chances. Some parents whose children have epilepsy are experimenting with a new treatment. It's a derivative of marijuana, and researchers are trying to figure out if it works. Angus Chen reports.
Nicole Hansen has a 7-year-old named Jaren. He has severe epilepsy. Before he was 5, he was having convulsive seizures every night, and he was on 3 different anti-seizure medications.
We felt that the medicines weren't working, and we needed to try something else.
Hansen read online that cannabidiol, a drug made from marijuana, might control the seizures. So even without data to prove it worked, she decided to try it.
When you have to sit there and feel the responsibility and know that your child is dying and watching your child die and know that you could possibly do something to help them, how can you not do something as a parent?
And Jaren did start having fewer seizures. They just didn't stop altogether. Researchers are trying to figure out how to use cannabidiol, and there's promising data from a new preliminary study. It shows about a 50% reduction in convulsive seizures on average. Dr. Oren Davinsky of NYU is the lead author.
The reason to do the open label study has really been to get some experience with both the safety of this compound in children and young adults, and also to get information about the dosing.
He says there's still a long way to go before the drug is ready. The next step, a clinical trial, isn't finished. Until it is, Davinsky doesn't think patients should be experimenting with cannabidiol on their own.
This is an area where we need scientific studies to guide us, and it can, quite frankly, be dangerous.
This leaves parents like Hansen in a difficult position. She agrees the science must be done, but she says there are children who need help now. Angus Chen, NPR News.